The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Tracy on Twitter says, Brando for my money. He had a pretty good run, too. But
yeah,
you talk about a guy who ballooned up, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go Brando over those guys. Brando was a great actor. I don't know if he had as many mega hit movies.
You'd be surprised if you looked him up, some of the things he did, besides Apocalypse Now and The Godfather.
Yeah.
He was in Guys and Dolls.
Ryan Cowley skinny. Says Tom Hanks has a resume to compete with any of those guys for sure. And some JD earlier said Daniel Day-Lewis probably has the highest batting average for any actor in history. He's up there too. He doesn't make bad movies or didn't make bad movies. I don't think he makes movies anymore, but he's very good. But
yeah, you know what? I mean, Hanks's resume is up there with those guys. I just don't think he's as good an actor.
I don't know. I think part of it is, like, you know, when you're associated with, like, a movie like The Godfather or something like that, it's like
a little more gravitas. Although he did Forrest Gump, which...
That's true. That was a big one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think...
I mean, honestly, Tom Hanks, his resume probably has more hits than those guys.
So that's what I think we need to do is go through and, you know, give a certain amount of points for Academy Awards... a certain amount of points for blockbusters, and do a point total for all those guys.
Okay, here's the filmography.
That sounds like a lot of work, Aaron.
These are the ones I'm going to go out on a limb and say these were... We'll go hit, and then we'll go mega hit, right?
Yeah, Bachelor Party, mega hit.
Splash.
Splash, mega hit.
So Splash, Bachelor Party... Then he did Money Pit.
Bombed.
I think it made him some money, though.
It was that, yeah, that movie did not do well, I don't think.
Then he did Big, which is a mega hit. Well, he did Dragnet, which I don't think...
Dragnet was
I think it was maybe a hit, not a mega hit.
Yeah, Dragnet was one of my favorite movies of his.
Big, mega hit.
Yeah, that's a very gross movie about a woman having sex with a 12-year-old boy.
Now, these two movies he made in 1989, I liked, but I don't know that they fall under the hit category. The Burbs and Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch was actually a pretty big hit, believe it or not.
Then 1990, he did Joe versus the Volcano.
That was a fail. That was a bad movie. And that wasn't on him.
No.
That was just a bad script. And okay. I don't know if he was doing a favor or what.
1992, this is when he goes on this run. Radio Flyer, A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia.
Really good in that.
And by the way, I'm not skipping movies.
No,
this is
I know.
The run.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Pretty good.
Apollo 13. Toy Story, That Thing You Do.
Really very good in that movie,
And he also directed that
movie. Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
Saving Private Ryan.
Pretty good.
You've Got Mail.
Pretty okay.
Toy Story 2, The Green Mile, Castaway, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can. That's 92 to 02. That's a crazy run.
Like, yeah, Catch Me If You Can is also really good.
He didn't make a single movie in 10 years they were all big money makers, and they were all...
There was one turd in there that you mentioned.
What was it?
I can't remember.
You've Got Mail?
No, that was...
That's a chick. No, it's
it's a It's a horrible movie, Road to Perdition. It was a monster hit. No, it was
I feel like all of those movies were either wildly critically acclaimed or wildly successful box office wise.
No, Road to Perdition I liked. That wasn't it. Jesus brings up Dustin Hoffman. Bryce brings up Will Smith. I think Will Smith was on that trajectory for a while. But, yeah, Dustin Hoffman had a good run, too.
And then...
But, I'm kind of coming around that Hanks may be...
I mean, that's a crazy run.
Yeah.
And then he did Da Vinci Code.
Also a hit.
Yep. He did The Polar Express, which was like... I mean, that still makes money every Christmas somehow.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3. And I would bet those three Toy Story movies probably made him more money than all his other movies. Like, that's just cash cows right there. And then he did Captain Phillips. He did another Big Fat Greek Wedding movie.
Oh, yeah. Tyler brings it. It was Castaway is the one that was a turd.
But Castaway, I mean.
That was a bad movie, though. Yeah, it did okay at the box office, but.
It grossed $429 million worldwide.
It still sucked.
But would you be in a crappy movie to make $429 million? I mean, that's a crazy amount of money for a movie like that.
No, I'm not in any way.
We're talking about making hits. That's a hit movie. I didn't like it either. I think the plot of it was stupid.
Again, I don't think it was on him. It's just, I'm sure that was appealing to him to be like one guy, a one man show, which is kind of what he did with Greyhound, but it didn't work. Made him money, but didn't work. How's that?
I mean, I didn't particularly like the Big Fat Greek Wedding movie, but
yeah,
he got paid.
So Forbes put together his top 15 grossing films back in 2019. Number one, Toy Story 3, worldwide, $1.07 billion.
Oh, my God.
But how much of that does he get? Because that was, it's kind of an ensemble cast. Although I guess he and Buzz are the two biggest stars.
And that was Buzz is the guy from Tim Allen.
Yeah,
I mean
Tim Allen, that made his career.
Yeah, Tim Allen had a TV show where he was a tool guy, and that was it. I think he was Santa Claus.
He was
once.
In Galaxy Quest. That was pretty good.
So from 2013, the fastest thing I could find, his top, I think that he made was. Oh, no, that can't be right. No way he made $415 million off of Toy Story.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
He made Toy Story 3, $415 million.
Oh. And go down the list. Toy Story 3 is number one. Are Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 1 number 2 and 3?
No. Forrest Gump is number 2 at $329.
Okay.
Toy Story 2, $245. Castaway, $233.
Jeez.
And Da Vinci Code, $217.
This is what he got paid.
Yes.
I'm talking about his biggest grossing films that you started on.
Oh,
said number one was Toy Story 3.
Yeah, number two, Da Vinci Code.
Oh, really?
$758 million worldwide.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Question, do you want worldwide or do you want
domestic? Let's go worldwide.
Number three, Forrest Gump, $677 million.
I'm surprised that those movies made more than the other two Toy Story movies, to be honest.
Toy Story 4 came in at number 4 with $519 million.
I forgot there was a Toy Story 4.
Then you got Toy Story 2 at number 5, $497 million. Angels and Demons at $485. Saving Private Ryan.
That's the sequel to
Da Vinci Code. Then you had Saving Private Ryan at 7 with $481. Castaway, $429. And Toy Story 1, $373. And rounding out the top 10 was Apollo 13 at $353 million.
Damn. And then he was Sully... And
Captain Phillips,
and he was Mr. Rogers. That I think he might be the winner when it comes to like.
Well, and I like that. I know a lot of you guys didn't. I like that movie, The Post. He was in, that might be the winner. You guys are right. I'm gonna go and try to find a fair way to rank everybody, like based on taking like Academy Award nominations and hit movies and iconic movies and put together a point system. But he probably doesn't have the critically acclaimed run that De Niro had early in his career Raging Bull.
Saving Private Ryan, Philadelphia, Sleepless in Seattle. Like those were all like people gushed over those.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think Sleepless in Seattle got the same type of critical respect as Raging Bull.
No, but Philadelphia Private did, yeah. Ryan and Forrest Gump sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and even Apollo 13. Now, mind you, it feels different now than it probably did then. Because I feel, and I wasn't alive in the 70s, but it probably felt like the world was a little bit smaller back then, the 70s and 80s. Like, if someone makes a movie like Deer Hunter back then, it probably feels like that's the biggest thing in the world, right? Like, now there's so many big-time actors, and there's, well, I mean, well, before Corona happened, there was so many movies being made that it almost felt like, you know, it's hard to find who's the biggest stars. But, man, I looking at that filmography, it's hard to argue Tom Hanks. He's not my favorite, necessarily, but he's good.
I think if,
and he did Band of Brothers that we didn't even really talk about.
You might tell me I'm wrong and stupid, but one more I'll put up there that might contend with him, Samuel L. Jackson.
The problem is how many movies are Samuel L. Jackson in where he's like the lead man? He's the guy. Like Samuel L. Jackson's almost he's spice to a movie. Like the movies where he's been like the lead guy are like Shaft.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, bad movies.
Hey.
Yeah, come on.
Shaft is pretty good. I like Shaft.
He's in... No, I take that back.
Actually, he probably isn't the main guy in Shaft. It's probably the guy who plays this kid.
When he did the John Grisham movie...
A Time to Kill.
Yes, he was awesome in that movie.
Matthew McConaughey as well.
And he was awesome in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes, he made that movie.
That's a, like...
Hey, Zeus.
One of the better sequels to a movie, especially like... You know, we always talk about sequels are never as good as the original.
Yeah.
Especially once you get past the second one, it's almost always a disaster. That was the third movie in that series, and it was... I think it's just as good as the others.
I think it's as good as the original Die Hard, and light years better than the second one.
Yeah.
So
now he's been in a bunch of movies that made a ton of money because he's in every Avengers movie.
Right, he's Nick Fury.
He's in Star Wars.
And he was
movies.
In the Star Wars movies. Yeah, he like, but he the movies where he's like the man in the movie, he's not on that Tom Hanks level.
Well, that's the thing. Almost all these movies that we mentioned with Hanks, he's the main guy.
Yeah,
not maybe that thing you do, but he was producing and directing it. His wife was really sexy in that too. Played the waitress that tries to hit on the guy.
And I liked Jungle Fever, where he's a crackhead. I'm trying to think, what's that other movie?
There was a stretch there after Catch Me If You Can, where he did The Lady Killers, which was awful, The Terminal, which was awful, and then he did The Polar Express, so...
I'm trying to think of the other movie that I like Samuel L. Jackson, and I can't think of it. What's the... He's in Black Snake Moan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good movie. A lot of it, that chick is sexy in that movie.
Yeah, that movie had some depth to it, man. So
I never thought that chick was hot until that movie. But he's the guy, isn't he in the Vin Diesel XXX movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he just finds his way into big mega hit movies.
So yeah, you're
and then he does the Tarantino
every
movies.
Yeah every Tarantino movie, but I mean it's an impressive list, and he's one of my favorite actors. I think I'll watch anything he's in, even Snakes on a Plane.
That's a horrible movie.
He made it funny.
Another movie he did that was horrible, Kong Skull Island. You ever seen that one?
Oh,
I like almost I saw all about King half Kong
of it.
Movies.
Yeah, I saw about half
oh,
of it.
And God, ejected. It's so awful. All right. I got to tell you guys, you know what? I want to talk some NFL on the other side. How about that? Can we do that? Are we allowed to switch it up?
No.
Okay. Allstate Siding and Windows. It's never been a better time to remodel the windows and the siding at your house. Cause what else do you got to do? I mean, it's Corona times. We're all at home, and Allstate, they're doing it the right way. They're making sure, when they come and do installations, they're safe. You're safe. They're taking the extra precautions. They've got the best siding, the durable wind weather impact siding of today, and it's energy efficient. So you're going to save on your bills, and you can get no payments for 2 years, $2,500 off all siding. You can get no payments for 2 years, 30% off all windows, and you could save up to 40% on your electrical bills. How about that? And this is a family-owned and operated business for over four generations. They're the kind of people that you want to do business with. They've got senior discounts, cash discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple people mentioned that we didn't mention Harrison Ford, Denzel Washington, and somebody said DiCaprio might have the best catalog.
DiCaprio is going to have a good list. I don't know if Denzel and Harrison Ford... I mean, Harrison Ford was in a couple of movies had sequels. He had Indiana Jones. He was Han Solo, of course.
He had a pretty good run, though, in there where he was doing a bunch of movies. There were big ones. And, I think DiCaprio doesn't have a lot of bombs on his resume. So,
Denzel, let's see. Denzel did... Glory. It was Glory. You think Glory was his big break?
Yeah, that was his breakthrough role.
Then he did Mobetta Blues, Malcolm X, Pelican Brief. He was in Philadelphia also. Crimson Tide. Devil in a Blue Dress. Courage Under Fire. He Got Game. The Bone Collector. I like that movie.
That was a good movie.
Hurricane. Remember the Titans, Training Day, John Q. He's got some good movies.
Yeah.
The problem, like, these movies didn't make near the money that some of those Hanks movies did. American Gangster, Book of Eli, which I liked. I'm not going to mention The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
That's, God, I hate that movie.
Book of Eli was a good movie, though. Flight was a good movie. It's the movie where he's like a drunk pilot and he's still the best pilot. Yeah. Equalizer, meh.
See, I like the Equalizer movies, but I mean, they're kind of just like, you know, they're like John Wick. There's just a lot of killing. And I like movies where they're creative that way.
Yeah, some big hits in there, too.
But
I think Denzel Washington is a better actor than Samuel L.
I think he's better than a lot of people. All right, do your NFL.
Do my NFL. Like, okay, well... It seemed like this weekend, and the NFL does this every time. Like, nothing NFL has been a news story until the weekend hits. And then on Friday, they say something, and then it all, like, this weekend, it was the players were tweeting about, we want to play, but the NFL is completely unprepared, which we're idiots. Because for the longest time, we were like, the NFLs, they're the only ones who, you know, they're lucky because they've got time. They're going to see what everybody else does wrong, and then they're going to do it the opposite way, or they're going to see what people do right, and they're going to do it that way. But it turns out the NFL, like, they've just been sitting back like, yeah, we're going to figure this out. And then, like, when the time comes to have it figured out, they're like, oh, already? We need to know now? And it's like they wasted this whole window where it seemed like they were the ones that had the answers and the time. And now they were like, oh, well, we don't even know how often we're going to test. And looks like today they agreed to test players every day for 2 weeks for the first 2 weeks of training camp. If the positive test rate after 2 weeks is below 5%, then the league will move to testing every other day. If it raises above 5%, the league will continue daily testing. And it will also revert to daily testing at any point where the rate goes above 5% during the season. I don't think that's unreasonable.
No.
You know, and you might be thinking, oh, that's a lot of money to test those guys. Well, yeah, the NFL's a big business. That's,
yeah, they can afford it.
Yeah, they can afford it. So they want to get this thing going. If that's the way to get it going, then that's what they're going to do. And training camp's supposed to start, what, this week, right?
Yeah, well, I think rookies were supposed to...
Rookies, I think, reported today?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least for the Texans. So, yeah, it's kind of my column, I think, for Thursday, is that you're going to hear a bunch of stuff here over the next few weeks, just like you did with baseball. I will make this a Fred Fowler guarantee. There will be NFL this year.
Okay.
And so, not to give away what I wrote for Thursday, but that's it. Because you're going to get a bunch of... Yeah, I'm going to talk about it, aren't I? You're going to get a bunch of these things that we saw with baseball where it's like, oh, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Like JJ coming out and saying, wait, you know, we want to play. But there'll be a lot of that. But in the end, there will be football. I promise.
Okay. I hope you're right.
There's more to the column than that. That's just the grand overview. And my column for Wednesday is talking about that ESPN article that where the guy's sad that he doesn't get to boo the Astros.
That's so stupid.
Well, it's, you know, especially when he comes out and says the Astros home fans would boo him. It's like, I don't think you know this fan base very well, brother. But, the whole thing is really just about times people booed on opening day. But he uses the Astros to get into that. And I'm kind of like, gives me a chance to sort of do a media column and sort of do what he did. Use the Astros and his column as a way to get into talking about how we shouldn't be talking about other people's stuff. It's, you know, there's some layers to it. Patton 409 says it's the arrogance that probably caught up with the NFL. I don't know, man. I think why does our clock flipping between 3:24 and 5:24?
Oh,
that's weird.
Oh, it's
are we
maybe that room is stuck in a time warp.
Are we time traveling? That would be awesome. No, but it's, yeah, I kind of understand where they are with it because you did have plenty of time and there wasn't really a lot of examples already out there. And, you know, to me, they really should have considered a bubble-like concept. Now, you can't do it on the same scale like the NBA is doing it, but, you know, the NHL is in two cities. You could have done something similar or certainly planned for something similar. We've talked about this before, how Dallas and Houston are places that have plenty of stadiums, and if you don't play interconference games and you just play AFC versus AFC, you put the AFC in one place, the NFC in the other, you use four stadiums, you can get all the games in, and you keep things a little more enclosed. But that doesn't sound like it was ever in the cards. And you know, I don't think they've ever really thought about anything other than playing games in home stadiums where, okay, well, you've got European soccer is doing that and doing it really well, but that's not as much travel. And there is contact in soccer, but it's not the NFL where there's contact on every single play. So I do understand why there are players concerned about it, but, you know, an 832 says, leave it up to JJ to make an excuse not to play. He's played maybe 50% of his games the last 4 years. I think JJ wants to play, but I also think the Texans will be fine without him because they've had to get used to that. So, yeah, listen, this is just guys going back and forth. It's really meaningless. And again, I'm giving away too much of the column, but the truth is you're going to hear, nobody's talking now about how baseball, they were going at each other's throats and looking stupid in the middle of a pandemic. Now it's all, hey, wonder how Justin Verlander is going to do. It's going to be the same thing with the NFL, only more so because people care more about the NFL. So, whatever time travel you're doing, do yourself a favor and skip 2020. I'd love to do that.
We're headed to 2021 to get a cure so we can actually have football.
There will be a cure sometime in 2022, just so you know. All right.
JD says, AJ, what chick are you talking about in Black Snake Moan? Is the chick with the giant forehead? She looks like a short busser, which that's not a nice thing to say.
Oh, no,
Christina
no.
Ricci? Yeah.
She does have a giant forehead, but as I mentioned, I never thought she was hot until that movie where she was like, she had a busted up eye and she was like chained to a radiator. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was just something about
her. That's just you. But, 832 says, honestly, how many they can afford it situations can the NFL take this year before their war chest starts to run low? They're fine right now. Now, if there's no fans this year and next year, yeah. But the TV alone will carry them. It's just not, you know, it's like anything else. They've been getting so fat for so many years, they thought the money would never run out, so they haven't worried about it. And they still don't need to worry about it, but there will be some franchises that struggle. No question. All right, it is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I have Lance at some point. Is he actually here? Like last week, he was wandering around the halls on his phone.
Yeah, he's in the old side or the new side studio doing his podcast with Eric.
And Wes sent us something on Twitter and asked if we agree with it. I got to be honest, I can't read it. I tried; it's too fuzzy.
I think it's the people who were waving their guns, like when the people were walking by their house in Missouri and they got their guns out.
Yeah,
the old man and his wife. His wife had the funny looking little gun.
Yeah,
she
kind of looked a little bit like that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah, now they're in a little trouble. Little trouble headed their way. It was Mark McCloskey was his name. But they are now having charges filed against them. Because you can't wave guns at peaceful protesters.
Well, there was no reason for them to point the guns at them. I mean, if you want to sit on your porch with your gun in your lap, I got no problem with that. And then if somebody wants to approach you, then I'm going to point it. But yeah, that. Especially because she didn't look like she knew what she was doing. It's real easy for something to accidentally happen there. So I don't know. I feel like they didn't need to do that. You could easily put on a show just by standing there with your gun.
Lamont says, can Eastwood get in on this action? And I would say if you count the stuff that Eastwood directed,
yeah,
he's probably in the conversation. He's in a bunch of big hits. And then some of the movies he's directed were mega hits.
Yeah, he probably did the last great Western that he starred in and directed, Unforgiven.
Yeah. Although,
there have been some good ones.
No Country for Old Men, if you consider that a Western.
Kind of. And it's sort of like Hell and High Water is kind of a Western. Yeah. It's not a period piece like that. Neither one of them are. But they're just based in cow towns, basically. But, yeah, I mean, I think... I'd have to go look harder at him, but he had a long career, you know, all the Dirty Harry movies early on, and he did a bunch of Escape from Alcatraz. Movies at the time were big hits. 713 said, texted in last week, I got a new job offer that I accepted and told my boss off when I quit. Well, now my non-compete clause is kicking in, and the old company is threatening to sue. This is a headache. Might need to dial Dave. Yeah, you should dial Dave, because I don't know how non-competes are in your business. I do know that in ours, you can't beat them, but you need a lawyer.
A person I know had a non-compete, and he just worked at his new job under a different name.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
my name is Jose Jimenez. Yeah, that'll work.
I don't know. Am I out of the window? I mean, I had one technically before I got back here. But I asked them, I was like, you're not going to try to take me to court over this? They're like, no, Probably not this time.
I'm surprised. Well, if you were an on-air guy, there's no way they would have let you.
Oh, hell.
Well, but considering their bankruptcy situation, they couldn't have done it. They couldn't afford. Their lawyers are tied up with something else.
Yeah, they're busy now.
Somebody brought up Tom Cruise is still young and making hits. Maybe the most hits, not the best actor.
Oh, Tom Cruise sucks.
Yeah, but you know, go look at his portfolio, man.
Big hits.
So. True Grit and Open Range were pretty recent. True Grit, though, is a remake. Doesn't really count. I mean, very good. But.
The Hateful Eight, also a Western.
Yeah. But none of them won Best Picture either.
No.
So. Yeah, I think pretty much like people throwing out a lot of other names like Brad Pitt and George Clooney. It's like they're all good.
I'll say this: Brad Pitt doesn't make very many movies that I think aren't good. Now, are his movies as big a hits as those other guys? Probably not. Yeah, but when you go, like, let's see, his real breakout hit was Thelma and Louise. So we won't count any of the stuff before Thelma and Louise.
And he was just sort of a.
That's what made him a star.
Yeah, he stole the show in that.
Yeah. Okay. A River Runs Through It.
Pretty big.
California.
Love that movie, although not as big.
True Romance. And again, I'm not talking about how big the movies were. I'm talking about how good the movies are.
Yeah.
Interview with a Vampire.
Big hit, yeah.
Legends of the Fall was a big hit. Not really my favorite movie. That's sort of a Western, too. But it's okay. It's a little... A little long for me, but
you get into a pretty good run here though.
Seven, awesome.
Yeah.
12 Monkeys, awesome. Sleepers, I mentioned it earlier, I think is awesome. 7 Years in Tibet,
meh. Yeah, not for me.
Not for me. Meet Joe Black, Fight Club, Being John Malkovich, Snatch, The Mexican, which is a great movie.
Yep.
Ocean's 11. Troy, which is really it's about 2.5 hours of homoerotica, but solid action. Ocean's 12, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, The Departed, Babel is a terrible movie.
They had kind of a rough stretch there.
But then Ocean's 13, Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
That's another really good Western.
Burn After Reading, Inglorious Bastards.
Benjamin Button was a big hit, too.
Benjamin Button. Moneyball, World War Z, 12 Years a Slave, Fury, Selma. There's some good movies in there. That dude has a lot of good movies.
He's not done.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he just did. That's a great movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. I like him.
I loved his cameo in Deadpool 2.
He was good in that. Yeah.
I'm Vanisher, and you only saw him for like half a second when he got vaporized.
I'm team Brad Pitt. I like his movies.
Yeah, I didn't like that Ad Astra. I was disappointed in that. I thought it was going to be really good. because it wasn't his fault. It's just a bad script. But... Man, he's made a lot of really good movies over the years, and he's transitioned well too, I think, to kind of being the older, not getting roles where he's still trying to be a young man.
Yep,
and I think that's smart. A lot of these guys keep trying to do stuff that they were doing 20 years ago, like he couldn't do 12 Monkeys now.
No, or
California,
but I think he hit the jackpot. With that, with those David Fincher movies, with Seven and Fight Club, and then doing 12 Monkeys in between there, like where he was a nut job, like I think that sort of made him. And then he does the Ocean's movies, where like at that point he was he wasn't a young, he was more of a mature leading man at that point, so he became more of the cool, suave character more than the action hero, and he plays that so well. He's good, man. I think he's great.
Somebody asked, wife asked that I pick up wings for dinner tonight. What's the best wing place around downtown area that you guys know of? If you can get Big City or Pluckers, I think you're good. I think there's the nearest Pluckers is like I-10, right?
Nearest Pluckers, I-10 and Beltway 8, and then there's one on Shepherd that's pickup only.
And then there's
Big City Wings there in the marquee.
Yeah.
Lamont says peaceful protest on private property. They weren't on their private property, though.
But yeah. Didn't they break into a gated neighborhood?
They did do that, yes.
Yeah.
But, again, you don't need to be pointing the guns.
I don't know if the lawsuit sticks, honestly.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get off, but...
I also don't care because I don't know any of the protesters or those gun folk. So, yeah. I don't really care who wins.
Yeah.
I will say, I have a feeling he went out and bought those like a couple months ago, and I think he's a really, well-compensated attorney on his own, in his own right. And once everything calms down, he's probably going to want to unload that M16. Bet somebody could buy it for pretty cheap off of him.
So you're just thinking about how can I get that gun on the cheap? That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, it was a quality Colt.
Which I admire, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't care enough about it. So, Straight Pepper says The Rock is only in mega hits. That's true. That dude.
But they're almost all bad movies.
That's I don't know about that. But he. But it's all he does is hits, though.
Yeah,
and
he's a huge star.
But I'd have to go look at his, but.
He's
I know
in the
he
Fast
makes
and
a
Furious
ton
movies.
Of movie, that ton of money.
San Andreas, ton of movie, awful movie.
Yeah.
Skyscraper, awful movie.
Awful movie.
Baywatch, awful movie. All those Fast and Furious movies make a ton of dough, though.
Yeah.
Rampage, awful. Awful movie. Great video game, awful movie.
It wasn't awful. It just wasn't good.
Rampage?
Yeah.
That was an awful movie.
I'm not going to go with awful, but. There was about 15 minutes of it that didn't suck.
Oof, I miss those. Let me look up Rotten Tomatoes on Rampage.
You just don't like any movie based off a video game.
That's not true.
Because we've had this discussion before. Like any video game movies you're not down with.
Well, what are good video game movies?
Well, I'm not saying that there's a ton of good ones. But like any one that I bring up that I say, well, that didn't suck. It was okay. So, it sucked.
I'm trying to think what the best video game movies are.
So you never watched The Witcher on on Netflix, and that they did a good job with that. But
this is the best video game movies of all time. Number one is Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
That seems like a little bit of a recency bias.
Number two, Tomb Raider. I did like, mostly because I thought she was so hot, though.
Yeah, she was.
Three, Rampage. Okay. Four, See? Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
This is a horrible list.
You found it.
Five, Mortal Kombat, which, by the way, that was an awful, awful movie. Great video game, awful movie. I'm trying to find one.
I liked The Hitman with Timothy Oliphant. That was a good movie.
Ugh, these movies all are terrible.
Yeah, how is that not on here? I liked Assassin's Creed, too. I don't think it sucked as much as you did.
I tried to watch that one. I didn't like it.
I enjoyed it.
Which came out first, Max Payne, the video game or the movie?
I don't know. Yeah, all these movies on this list suck.
Somebody mentioned Jumanji... For The Rock. The first one was good. The second one was not. I remember I so loved Scorpion King with The Rock when it came out. Wonder what I would think if I watched it now. I still like that movie. But.
I'm standing by. None of the movies based on video games are really that good.
I gave you two.
I mean, the ones you meant, like Tomb Raider. Is in the top five, almost certainly, and it's a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
From critics or from viewers? Because I don't care about critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Metacritic is 33 out of 100. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes, the best rated video game movie on Rotten Tomatoes is?
I think it's got to be Hitman.
It's Detective Pikachu.
Oh, God. That doesn't
69%.
I guess it kind of counts.
Number two is Sonic the Hedgehog at 64%.
But see, I think of those are animated, too. So you get kids love those.
Well, then the next best one is Rampage at 52%.
Okay, see? didn't suck as much as you
That's
thought.
That's an awful move. 52% is not good.
It's better.
It's just
it's better than 50%.
It's the king of the gidgets.
All right, let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Was I feeling myself? I'm gonna spread these ashes. Never had control. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to let go.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So you mentioned Val Kilmer. You want to talk about a guy who, the start of his career?
Yeah, he was on the right trajectory.
Yeah, he did Top Secret, which is hilarious. Real Genius, which I can still watch. Top Gun. Willow, show what you want about that. The Doors, Thunderheart, Tombstone, True Romance, Batman Forever, and Heat. And then...
I hated the movie Willow.
I liked it at the time because I was into that kind of crap. But
I thought it was so awful.
It's one of those, I bet if I watched it now, I'd be like, God, this is so bad. The Saint in 97 was kind of a thing. But after that... Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in 2005 was a good movie, but apparently he's hard to work with and he got really fat. The last thing he was in that I thought was good was that Kill the Irishman in 2011.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, it's about Danny Green in Cleveland.
Okay.
And it's very well done. He's not the main guy. He plays a cop. But
so I've gone down a rabbit hole now about video game movies.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, there are 10 video game movies with a single-digit Rotten Tomatoes score. There are only 4 video game movies with a Rotten Tomatoes score higher than 50%. There are 9 video game movies that have made over $250 million worldwide. You want to throw some guesses out?
Well, I'm sure Detective Pikachu and Sonic, and since we've already mentioned those.
Those two are on there. Pikachu is second. Sonic the Hedgehog is 6th all time. Rampage, the aforementioned, was 3rd because it had The Rock in it. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, which I'm
not familiar with.
I'm not either.
The game or the movie.
Made $336 million. 2 of the Resident Evil movies are in the top.
I should have guessed that.
In the top 9. And then Tomb Raider and Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's the one I like. Lara Croft Tomb Raider, not just Tomb Raider. I like the one with Angelina Jolie in it.
Yeah.
I don't like the other one. The number one all-time box office video game movie, Warcraft.
I have not seen it. I didn't know they made one.
Aaron, Warcraft movie? You seen this?
I haven't seen it, but I remember seeing a trailer for it. What was it, 2012?
Okay, now let's play a game. I'm going to name the cast, and you tell me if you've ever heard of these guys.
Okay.
Travis Fimmel. I do know him. You know why? Because he's Ragnar on Vikings.
Okay.
He's the star. Paula Patton. Ben Foster.
That's Jodie Foster's brother.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. Dominic Cooper.
That's Bradley Cooper's brother.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at the picture of him. He's the he's Jesse on Preacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good role. A pretty good, pretty famous person.
Tobias Kebble.
To call him Toby.
I think he likes to be called Toby too. Ben Schnetzer. Robert Kaczynski.
Robert Kaczynski's pretty well known. He's in a bunch of stuff.
I think you're thinking of Ted Kaczynski.
Could be. his brother, of course.
And then Daniel Wu.
I know who Daniel Wu is.
That's the highest grossing video game movie of all time. I'd never even heard of it until today.
Well, can we...
This seems like it would be up your alley.
Well, no, I like...
It's humans versus orcs.
Well, like, yeah, okay. Which one is that?
Warcraft.
Yeah, it probably. You know what? I'm going to try to play it. Figure it out. If I get to kill orcs,
you should just watch the movie and tell me if it's the kind of thing you like.
Well,
I know you got time to watch movies. That's what you do every day.
Not so much today, but yeah.
Well, but today it flooded.
Well, it's not what it was today.
Interesting question.
I was working.
When you don't watch movie, it flood.
I was working today. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Owensboro, Kentucky.
Been there.
Which is very Florida-like, so this story will not surprise you. A man broke into a home in Owensboro, and police arrested him after he reportedly claimed he used mushrooms with Jesus. When they responded to a report of a burglary and a man running down the road completely nude. When they arrived, they found the 41-year-old man at home. They asked him multiple times to get on the ground, but he began running towards the officers, yelling profanities. At that point, a deputy used his taser on the man. The man then, in handcuffs, jumped to his feet and ran toward a deputy again. While in police custody, he reportedly said he'd used mushrooms with Jesus and that they were playing a virtual reality video game together. Now, I admit, that sounds fun.
Can you definitively say that that didn't happen?
Well, I wasn't there, but...
So, maybe?
Might have turned violent. Investigators found blood smeared on the walls and windows of the home and several broken pieces of glass. So he had clearly forced his way into the home to burglarize it. He was arrested for indecent exposure, burglary, I like that word, criminal mischief, like that one, resisting arrest, public intoxication, and menacing.
Ooh, that's a good charge.
Yeah. So there you have it. Your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I didn't know this. My buddy texted me that Raul Julia died during that Street Fighter movie while he was making it.
The guy from the Addams Family?
He was in a movie with Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal is a cop, I think. I'd have to look him up.
I wouldn't take Billy Crystal seriously as a cop. I'm not going to lie.
It was a comedy movie. It's him and Gregory Hines, but that's not who I'm thinking of. The wrong guy.
Oh, okay.
He was not in that. He was in the Gumball Rally in 1976, which I did watch. The rest of these I haven't really heard of.
The Addams Family?
I'm trying to get that far. Yes, he was the Addams Family in 91.
He's going as Addams.
Addams Family Values in 93. And then Street Fighter was released posthumously because he died.
What did he play in Street Fighter? What character?
M. Bison.
Oh, Bison was he was a boss on the first Street Fighter 2.
Who the hell am I thinking of was in that movie? Now I got to look that up. I hate when I do this. It's funny how I can pull some ridiculous things, but then...
You can't win them all.
Well, why not?
Because I've had some... Like, I was able to pull some movies off the top of my head, and then I was like, oh, I drew a blank.
Running Scared was the name of the movie.
Felt like I should have gotten.
Running Scared was the name of the movie. And it was pretty funny. It was Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal before... When Billy Crystal was having his one good stretch of movies. But... I don't know who that was. Now I've gone racist because I've confused my Hispanic actors.
Oh man! Like when you got mixed up Kevin Hart and Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James, terrible. Kevin Hart, I liked. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da.
ESPN 97.5.